Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum, the refreshing, delicious treat that gives you chewing enjoyment, presents for your listening enjoyment, Romance. Romance, bringing you the finest stories of the world's greatest romantic authors. Stories of the courage, the devotion, the adventure of love, all strung on the bright thread of romance. Tonight, the makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum bring you Ed Lacey's unusual story, Paradise Package. Wrigley's Spearmint Gum refreshes you. Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum gives you real chewing enjoyment. Yes, for chewing enjoyment plus refreshment, it's Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum. The lively, delicious flavor of Wrigley's Spearmint cools your mouth, helps keep your throat moist, and gives you a nice little lift. The good, smooth chewing of Wrigley's Spearmint helps keep you feeling fresh and alert, adds enjoyment to whatever you're doing. So for chewing enjoyment plus refreshment, treat yourself often to Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum. Healthful, refreshing, delicious.
Now, with Bill Conrad starred as Johnny and Georgia Ellis as Babette, here is the first act of Paradise Package.
Outside the room where I was lying, Tahiti was coming to life. I looked at my watch. It was almost 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock on a summer morning in that paradise of the Pacific, Tahiti. Paradise. I was sick of the whole tourist-infested, over-publicized, poverty-ridden place. And besides, I was in jail, and I had a hangover.
Good morning, Johnny. How do you feel?
Yeah, that's a stupid question.
Oh, Johnny, you're always mad at me, even when I do you a good turn.
You never did anyone a good turn, Henry.
Oh, but I've come to help. I have paid your bail.
Huh? You paid to get me out of here? Where'd you get the money?
Oh, Johnny, please, it's not important.
It must have cost you. They told me I started a fight up at the hotel.
Off the bar, you smash, and two police. Never such a fight since the GIs are here in the war.
When do I get out of here?
Sometime this afternoon. Johnny, for this little favor, I ask one of you.
Huh? You want somebody dead?
Oh, Johnny, please, don't joke. I'm thinking of your good. Yeah. And, of course, mine, too. I have a plan.
Maybe I won't like your plan. Then what?
It will be a good plan for money. Maybe lots of money. And, Johnny, you need money.
I can pay back what I owe you. I'll charter the Queen out for some fishing.
Oh, I did not tell you.
Huh? Tell me what?
It's about your boat, your little schooner, the Queen. The local police have impounded her.
What?
Oui. As part of the punishment, they did it. You need 50,000 francs to clear it.
50,000? Where shall I meet you, Henri?
The Café Confidence. About 8 o'clock.
Okay, 8. But remember, Henri, if it's too crummy, I won't have any part of it. He settled the greasy white Panama on his head, smiled, and walked away. By noon, I was free again, out of the stinking jail and walking down the waterfront towards the slip where the Queen lay, rocking.
So afraid. I didn't know what had happened to you.
Yeah, they put me in jail for getting drunk and taking the hotel apart.
I was so worried for you. Early this morning, I got up and come down to the boat to talk with Eddie.
And what did my good partner have to say?
I had nothing to say. If you want to fight half of Tahiti, it's no affair of mine. I did my fighting in the ring. You eating, Johnny?
Not since last night.
Wait, you want me to fix something, Johnny?
I'll have a drink. That gendarme sitting on the pier over there takes my appetite away.
He's been watching the Queen since early this morning. What for?
The Queen's impounded. We can't get her out of the harbor.
Impounded?
Yeah, that's right. And we got no dough and no way of making any. They want 50,000 francs.
Oh. Johnny, maybe I could help. I have a small amount put away.
Just make me a drink, huh?
All right, Johnny.
Hey, that's kind of rough, huh? You could be nice, she means well.
Look, this evening I'm meeting Henri up at the Café Confidence.
Henri, what for?
Well, he says he's got a way for us to make some money.
The day Henri cuts anybody in on a deal, I want to see it.
Well, I'm already in. Halfway. He put up bail for me.
Henri put up bail?
Yeah, that's right. I'm going to meet him later on.
I found a bottle of Smirnoff, Johnny. Here's your drink.
Vodka. Thanks, Vance. That helps.
Johnny, I've got to go. Will you come to see me tonight at the cafe?
Yeah, maybe. We'll see.
Goodbye, Johnny. I look for you tonight.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, sometimes I wonder if you were in the Marines at all. They're supposed to know a good thing when they see it.
Huh? Oh, you mean Babette? Yeah, she's a good kid.
She's in love with you. Has been ever since we came to Papeete.
Look, Eddie, you and I are partners in this floating bathtub. She's not much, but she's ours. We've had fun. All the way from Australia to New Caledonia. It's the way we make a living, remember?
So?
So I don't want to be tied down.
Being tied down to Babette would be all right. I wouldn't complain.
Oh, knock it off. I like her. I like her very much. But that's as far as it goes. What she feels for me is her problem.
Okay, okay.
Besides, we got trouble. If we don't get our hands on 50,000 francs, we're on the beach. And that isn't fun even in Tahiti.
That's why you're meeting Henri?
Yeah. But in the meantime, I'm going to get a little sleep. Will you come below and wake me up about 5? The Café Confidence was a tourist trap. They paid high prices for poor food and weak drinks in the hope that some small bit of the Pacific legend would rub off on Cedar Rapids and Des Moines and Pasadena. Eddie, Henri, and I sat back in a far corner of the smoke-filled room.
He's all so beautiful, so simple, this plan of mine.
Well, that's fine, but why don't you start from the beginning?
Well, look here. There is in your country, in the entertainment business, something they call a package deal.
Package deal?
Ah, wait. Where everything is all together. Writer, actor, musician, set designer, everything. Now, this is delivered to the buyer as a package.
Well, I wouldn't know.
Ah, but I would. I read Billboard and Variety, even though they are old when they reach me, and you know...
Okay, okay.
Look, Johnny, I must tell this my way.
All right, go ahead, tell it your way.
Now, Johnny, north of here, a few miles offshore, there are many little spots of land.
Yeah.
A palm tree or two, but too small for anyone to live on.
So?
Well, suppose we find an island, small and clean, with surf around the reefs, a few native huts, a fisherman or two, and perhaps a beautiful girl to complete the picture.
Now, Henri, you're out of your mind. Was this the plan you had?
Now, Johnny, wait. There's money here.
I don't get it.
But you will, my good Eddie, you will. Look here. You see the athletic young American at the end of the bar?
Mm-hmm.
His name is Randall. He has lots of money, he is bored, he wants adventure, and he will pay to find it.
You tell him about this island, do you?
Ah, yes. And he likes it. The idea of primitive living. A beautiful island in the Pacific. Swimming the crystal lagoon, reaching up at night to touch the stars.
Now, wait a minute. Where do we fit in all this, Johnny and me?
You, Eddie, are the native fisherman.
I can't spear fish.
And Johnny is the skipper who knows of such an island. A night trip away from Tahiti.
But those islands are only 2 hours away.
Not if you sail around in circles all night and then land on the offside of the island.
Oh, Henri, no man is that much of a sucker.
You were, Johnny, when you first came out. And so was I. But whatever, he's our man.
What would he pay for his pipe dream?
We talked in terms of $500 to split among us.
Mm-hmm. You have this all set up, Henri?
All set up. The island, everything. I have connections.
Yeah, you sure do.
Johnny, I don't like the deal.
Hold it, Eddie. Okay, Henri, we're in. What's the next move?
Mr. Randall had already made a substantial advance.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. You and Eddie and I will sail tomorrow for my island to arrange things.
But the Queen is still impounded.
That will be taken care of with part of Mr. Randall's advance.
And when does he come to the island?
When everything is ready, you and I will come back and pick up Mr. Randall.
Okay.
It's a deal then. This paradise package of ours, huh?
Yeah, it's a deal.
Good, good. Oh, Johnny, one thing.
Yeah?
You know, that girl I spoke of, the beautiful one? Well, she must be someone just right. So, talk with Babette, eh?
With Babette?
She would be ideal, don't you think so? Well, good night.
$500.
Johnny, you're not going to ask Babette.
What? Then why not? I bet it'd make good local color.
Oh, Johnny, you can't.
I'm going to ask her. If she says yes, okay. If she doesn't, okay. Is that fair enough?
Babette's been in love with you ever since we hit the island. You don't even know she's alive, but she still loves you. She'll do whatever you ask. Pleasant dreams.
What's that crack for?
What's the difference? See you in the morning.
Where are you going?
To get as drunk as I can. I'm sober enough to think.
Okay, mister, but be aboard tomorrow at 6 a.m. And sharp.
I'll be there, mister.
After Babette finished her number, she came over to the table. I made a big thing of giving her a coral bracelet I'd been saving, and I explained the whole deal to her. When I finished, she sat for a minute.
You want this, Johnny? You want me to go to the island?
Babs, look, we can all pick up some fast cash on this, and then maybe there'll be more to come.
Johnny, I don't know.
Look, we gotta have a smart girl and one who looks the part.
I'm friends, not Tahitian.
That doesn't matter.
Well, somehow it seems not right.
Ah, not right, huh? Well, just what about this dance number of yours? You know, these bug-eyed tourists aren't art lovers.
I don't like it, but I got to eat.
Well, that's what I mean, Babs. Don't you see? It's a business proposition, strictly business. Now, come on, what do you say?
What do you say I should do, Johnny?
Well, I say you should go. After all, we'll come out ahead and... Well, we need you, Babs. We couldn't trust anybody else.
All right.
You'll go?
Yes, Johnny. For you, I'll go.
Good. Tomorrow morning, we're sailing to get the island ready. We've got to fix up paradise for Mr. Randall.
Friends, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, you'll enjoy chewing Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. Chew Wrigley's Spearmint while you're working. The lively, full-bodied flavor of Wrigley's Spearmint gives you a refreshing little lift. The smooth, pleasant chewing of Wrigley's Spearmint Gum helps keep you feeling relaxed and satisfied, makes your job seem easier. Chew Wrigley's Spearmint Gum in your home, when you're out walking or driving, when you're enjoying outdoor sports and other activities. Wrigley's Spearmint Gum tastes good anytime, and the natural chewing aids digestion and helps keep your teeth bright and attractive. Yes, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, you'll enjoy chewing Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum. Healthful, refreshing, delicious.
And now for the second act of Paradise Package as we return to romance.
Only 3 days after Henri had told us of his paradise package plan, a major miracle had been completed. The island was changed from an almost bare lump of sand into an illustration from a travel folder. A few simple huts clustered at the water's edge, while back from the reach of the surf were several outrigger canoes. Henri hadn't missed a bet. Nets, fishing spears, a tattered sail, a few hunting knives scattered about. Mr. Randall had been done well by... Huh? Oh, down here, Babette. By the water.
Oh, you work. In 3 days, I can hardly talk with you. Henri wants so much done.
It's all at once.
He's working against time. He had to put a paradise together in 3 days and two nights.
Tomorrow, Mr. Randall comes, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Oh, look, Johnny.
What?
The moon over there. As though it was climbing over the edge of the world. It's so beautiful.
Yeah. You know, Babs, I wish he wasn't coming tomorrow.
Mr. Randall?
Mm-hmm.
You like this island, don't you, Johnny?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a funny thing, but I do. It's so quiet and peaceful.
Mm.
You know, the right kind of a guy could be real happy here. Fishing, swimming, a small boat out in the bay. It works.
This is the same Johnny who tore the hotel to pieces.
No. I didn't mean for me. I couldn't take it. Maybe somebody like, Eddie.
It might be you.
No. I'm still looking for what I want.
And what is that, Johnny?
I don't know. Exactly.
Will you know when you find it?
Well, I could use a drink. Come on, Babs. Let's see if Henry's got anything hidden away.
You go, Johnny.
What? What's the matter?
You go.
Okay. I'll see you tomorrow, then, when we get back. And the next morning in Papeete, Henri and I loaded Mr. Randall aboard the Queen. He was a nice enough guy, but he was looking for romance with $100 bills. We didn't talk. He stayed with Henri, asking questions and laughing a little too much. We'd sailed all afternoon on a southerly course, but as soon as it was dark, I slowly came about until we were heading north, back towards the island. And shortly after daybreak, we dropped anchor in the bay. By mid-morning, Randall had been settled in one of the huts, and Eddie was teaching him how to spear fish.
I don't know who he's teaching who. I think already he does better than Eddie.
Where's Babette, Henry?
In her hut, I think.
Hasn't Randall seen her yet?
No. Look, Johnny, we must wait. He must see just a little bit at a time.
You sound like a sideshow barker.
In a way, I am.
Yeah. I'll see you later.
No, don't be too long, Johnny. Eddie will need help with the feast.
Babs. Babs, are you in there?
Come in, Johnny.
I just came in to see if it...
What is it?
What are you dressed like that for?
Oh, else would I dress? I'm a native princess.
Yeah, I know, but
and it's wrong is all that is necessary.
You're not going around in that.
You told me before that my dance number was very risque.
Well, that's different.
No.
Of course it is. This idiot Randall has no right to see you like...
Like what?
Hello in there.
It's Randall. Johnny, get out of here.
I hope you're decent. I'm coming in.
Oh. Oh, hello, Skipper.
Mr. Randall.
Didn't know there was anyone here except the girl.
I just came to say hello.
Yeah. Henri told me she was here. Said she spoke some English, too. Yeah, that's real good. You speak English?
Speak some?
Ain't she a doll? A real doll. Hey, you go swim with me?
Mr. Randall, I think perhaps...
Me swim.
Oh, can't you see that doll in the water? Oh, brother. Okay, we go now.
Yes.
I'm sorry, Mr. Randall. You'll have to take a rain check on that swim. The princess is going to help with the feast.
Food? It's only 3:00.
Yeah, but these feasts are very elaborate. Another time, huh?
Yeah, sure. Sure, Skipper, anything you say. Yeah. Well, princess, see you soon.
Soon.
Yeah. What a doll. What a little doll.
Johnny, you're a fool. You might have spoiled everything.
Who cares? That jerk. We go swim?
Oh, he didn't mean wrong.
If that strange old lays a hand on you, I'll slit his throat.
He's not bad,
Johnny. I'm not joking.
Well, you're so upset. And why? Why does it matter what he says or how? You're not jealous?
Jealous? Of course not.
Then it is up to me to be worried or not worried.
Do whatever you want. I'll see you tonight. The feast we put on for Randall that night was a success. Eddie brought out the coconuts he'd been fermenting by adding sugar through a hole drilled in the top. And they carried enough wallop to keep things rolling, especially for Henri and Mr. Randall. Later, we sat around the open fire pit and hot stones, stuffing ourselves with roast pig, taro, breadfruit, and fish baked in seaweed. Randall was walking on clouds. He just sat there, bubbling and rocking back and forth, while Henri filled him with island stories and fermented coconut milk. They looked like a pair of drunken owls. After a while, Henri staggered off, and it was quiet. I sat there staring at the dying fire, not feeling too pleased with myself.
Hey, Skipper.
What?
Hey, this is the life, huh? Huh? Oh, this is living. Oh, brother. Hey, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if we were the only whites that ever hit this place. Boy, you can sure tell the real thing. Yes, sirree. Oh, brother.
Yeah. Yeah, sure.
Oh, boy, boy. Wait till I tell him about this back home, huh? Or maybe I better not.
Well, you'd know about that.
You're not very good company, Skipper. Hey, where's that pretty little gal? Where's she gone?
Huh? I don't know. Boy, you see, princess?
She goes to hut.
Oh, good. I'll just run up and get it.
No, never mind, Mr. Randall. I'll do it.
Oh, now, Skipper, I'll be over.
No, it's okay.
Babette,
we are going to
remain.
Will you keep your hands off me?
Are
you
kidding me?
Henri!
Now, look, Johnny, we were just...
Oh, Johnny. Johnny, he came in here.
Get up, Henri. I said, get up!
No more, Johnny. Please, no more. I'll go, please, but don't hit me.
Babette, get your stuff. We're clearing out of here.
Johnny.
But, Johnny... The money, Randall. You can't do this. You can't run out.
Why can't I? I don't care about the money. I'm sick of this whole mess.
But Johnny, Randall will kill me.
No, he won't. Came up to see where you were, Skipper.
And you heard.
I heard enough. How soon can we start back for Papiti?
Mr. Randall, I want you to know
that... Oh, you
that
talk
I...
enough already. You and your island package. I don't care about the money. Being swindled out of a few hundred dollars, that isn't important. That doesn't matter. You had to spoil this. You had to go and spoil the greatest thing that ever happened to me. The best time I... Skipper, how soon can we get out of here?
Well, we can sail right away if you like. Is that all right?
Yeah.
Mr. Randall, I'm very sorry about... The island, the money, everything.
I'm the one that's to blame, not you or the skipper. People like Henri and me who are at fault. People who want to take, always. Take. Have nothing to give. It's all right. I'll be ready when you say, Skipper.
Let's go, Babette.
And Henri?
He'll find some way back to Tahiti. I just don't want to ever see him again. The whole thing had seemed cheap before, but now I knew what we'd done to Randall was sheer tragedy. The look on his face had been that of a puzzled, badly hurt child. 2 hours later, we said goodbye to him on the pier at Tahiti. He wouldn't take back any of the money we offered him, and he walked slowly up the pier. And I knew that we'd broken the only dream this man had left.
Johnny.
Yeah.
Don't feel bad.
We haven't been very nice people, Babs.
No. I feel unhappy. Sad. For Mr. Randall.
Yeah. So do I.
Well, I think I'd better get back.
No? Back where?
To where I live. If I'm going to dance again tomorrow night, I'll need some sleep.
Babs.
Yes?
You're not going back.
Not going?
Back there on the island, you asked me something.
Yes.
You asked if I would know what I was looking for, even if I found it.
I remember.
Well, I found it.
It was by you all the time, Johnny.
I know. Now.
Happiness is where you find it. And if you really look, it's always near at hand. Kiss me, Johnny.
Remember, friends, Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum refreshes you. Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum gives you real chewing enjoyment. The lively, full-bodied flavor of Wrigley's Spearmint cools your mouth, freshens your taste, sweetens your breath. The smooth, pleasant chewing of Wrigley's Spearmint helps keep you feeling relaxed and satisfied, makes whatever you're doing more enjoyable. Yes, for refreshment plus chewing enjoyment, treat yourself often to Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum. Millions enjoy it daily. Get a few packages and always keep some handy. That's Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum. Healthful, refreshing, delicious.
Romance is produced and directed by Norman MacDonald and brings you the greatest love stories of today and yesterday. Tonight you have heard Paradise Package by Ed Lacey, starring Bill Conrad and Georgia Ellis. Featured in the cast were Jay Novello as Henri, Jack Crucian as Eddie, and Larry Dobkin as Mr. Randall. Editorial supervision is by John Meston and musical supervision by Earl Towner. Next week, be sure to join us again when Romance brings you Christopher Anthony's unusual story, Return to Tomorrow. Roy Rowan speaking. This is the CBS Radio Network.